Hello, we're here today looking at what role communications can play within communities and community groups. Today is the first of a series of Fair Share Trust learning events. So I'm here with two grant recipients who are community reporters, Shamsa and Chelsea. So tell me, can you tell me a bit about what you've been doing and the difference it's made to you?
When I first started the project, I had some training sessions. I was writing, listening to like journalists and taking some ideas from them. And then I went out to Palmer, where they opened a new gym with the mayor. And I had some pictures taken with the mayor and opened the park with the mayor. And then I had to write a report, and that went in the Evening Telegraph.
So your role has been to capture the stories of the area you live in?
Yeah, writing reports, like taking some notes and then going away, writing it. And then it was edited, like, when I was there, and it was put in the Evening Telegraph.
How have you felt about doing all these things?
At first I wasn't very, like, sure about it, but now it's really, like, boosted my confidence in how I feel about different ways and talking. It's really helped my confidence.
And how important do you think it is for Palmwell community, you know, to have community reporters?
It's definitely important because, I mean, especially young age groups, because young age groups nowadays, we go out, we do things with our friends, but we've, like, stepped back and looked into older ways, like how we're going to be when we're older, like proper looked into our careers and that. And it's not just young people are doing it, there's old people as well, which is good, so we can communicate with them.
So, Shamsa, this community reporting scheme, as Chelsea said, is across lots of different ages. How did you get involved and what have you been learning?
Well, there's been a few bits of bulbs happening in Parnwell for volunteering and things, and because it's quite a nice community, and I got invited for this reporters, and as soon as I found out about it, I thought it sounds so brilliant. It's got so many opportunities to learn about journalism, not just in written news and newspapers, it's also broadcasting, and if you have any issues or anything you want to change in your community, you can really make a difference just by talking to the different people in your community, finding out their views. And then eventually I got on the way to like talk to my local MP and talking to other newspapers and other journalists, and you learn so many different skills in practice by just talking to different people in your community, and you grow more confident, and you learn much more about different people that you may not ever speak to in your own community.
And so what impact do you think the community reporter scheme has had on your community?
I think it's had a really positive impact. It's got more of the community involved, talking to not just the local newspaper, but our local community reporters are saying, oh, you should write an article about this, you should talk about this. And people wanting to open up and tell their own story, from no matter what age, young or old. And it's gotten, I think, more people enthused and reporting and being more as a community.
To what extent do you think this project, the community reporting project, has, you know, brought to life stories that might otherwise have not been heard?
It's brought a lot. This is, like, I've told a lot of my friends about it, told them to get involved, but not many people want to get involved because they think, well, it's a waste of time. But it's really not. It's really helped my writing skills and a lot of my speaking as well.
Yeah, I think it's brought a lot of opportunities for people to open up and not just stay within their own friendship groups or the elderly people staying in their own groups, and people, like, I think it's pushed the community more together and to become more diverse and to get more involved. So it's definitely had a really good impact.
Brilliant. Chelsea, Shamsa, thanks very much.